for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That means James Wood might get to swing the bat.
Infield in for the Angels. Outfield or, shading the opposite way.
And now, or not.
No, they're going to walk him for the fourth straight plate appearance. Well, not even the Angels fans are groaning about that. So James Wood has doubled his intentional walk total. Four coming into the game. He's been walked his last four times to the plate in the fifth, seventh, ninth, and 11th innings.
Charlie and Dave on the call yesterday. The Nats did beat the Angels 7-4 in extras, but James Wood became the first major leaguer since Barry Bonds to be intentionally walked four times in a game. Bonds was intentionally walked four times in four different games back in 2004. The only other player since at least 1955 to be intentionally walked four times in a game are James Wood, Roger Maris, Gary Templeton, Manny Ramirez, and Andre Dawson. Dawson, by the way, drew five intentional walks for the Cubs against the Reds back in 1990. James Wood is a star in the making. This dude is incredible. By the way, Sunday marked his 163rd game. So in his first 162, so he's played now a full season, 31 homers, 105 RBIs. Those are comparable stats to what Harper did in his first 162. He was at 31 and 77 RBIs. Soto was also at 31 home runs and 107 RBIs. James Wood, if you're not paying attention to the Nats, who aren't very good, is a superstar, and he'll very likely be in the All-Star game in a couple of weeks. Good morning, everybody. There is Jaden Daniels talk on the show today. Maybe a lot of it. PFF put out a career ceiling comp for Jaden Daniels and a career floor. So a career best case, who will he be? Career floor, career bottom, worst case, who will he be? PFF has answers to both. We won't take long to get to both of those things. Max is here with me. Two guests on the show. Ben will join us at 10. Joel Corey was with me on Friday on my podcast talking about Terry McLaurin. You will hear some of that. Joel's been a longtime salary cap and contract expert for CBS Sports and was a longtime NFL agent. We love J.I. Halsell. We like Joel Corey. Just two different perspectives. Actually, they're similar on where this Terry McLaurin thing is going. I guess somebody sent me something. I don't know whether it was recent or not. I could not find whether or not it was super recent, but Albert Breer was on a show saying things remain distant between Terry and the team, but he still thinks it will get done. I wanted to read this from Pete. Pete is an Eagles fan, admittedly, up front. He wrote, "Kevin, the dumpster fire article, which we talked about last week, the gentleman in Jimmy Kempsky, I think it was, the PhillyVoice.com, did all four NFC East teams, including his own team, the Philadelphia Eagles, came up with 10 reasons the Skins would be a dumpster fire in 2025. And so Pete, an Eagles fan, writes, "Kevin, the dumpster fire article had some very good reasoning behind it. And don't forget the one game that Washington won. Jalen Hurts got hurt early. Devontae Smith dropped a wide open pass. And the refs missed an obvious false start on the game-winning play. We should have swept you guys." You know what, Pete? It's funny because that was a game, man. December 22nd, 2024, Northwest Stadium, late in the season, three games left in the season. Washington really only needs to win two of the three to clinch a playoff berth, maybe only one of the three. And they're down 21-7 early against the Eagles. Jalen Hurts gets hurt. He's out. Five turnovers in the game for Washington, and yet somehow Jaden Daniels threw five touchdowns and had one of the great games of his rookie season. In fact, I went back after reading Pete's email last week, and I went through some of my notes from that game, and I called that game the masterpiece of Jaden Daniels' rookie year, even though it was imperfect because he did throw a rather awful interception in the fourth quarter. But that game was truly his masterpiece. He had, in the game, he threw for 258 yards, five touchdowns. He rushed for 81 yards on nine carries. He had a fourth down and 11 on the final play of the third quarter when Washington was down 27-14 and hanging by, you know, a thread. And he scrambled for 29 yards on a fourth and 11 that kept them alive. He threw everything you could imagine in that game. Quick game, screens, sideline timing shots, deep shots, over the middle with anticipation. And I called it the masterpiece of his rookie season. It turned out that game was only the second game in NFL history played like it. I had forgotten that, but only two quarterbacks in the history of the game had thrown for more than 250, rushed for more than 75, and thrown for five touchdowns in a game. And the other was Cam Newton during his MVP season in 2015. The fourth and 11 was a spectacular play. There's another run he has on fourth and four, which is insane. And then, of course, three touchdown drives, including a two-point conversion at the end, 22 points on four possessions in the fourth quarter to overcome five turnovers in a big deficit, including a 13-point deficit in the fourth quarter to beat the Eagles 36-33. Now, when Pete wrote what he wrote, I certainly remember Jalen Hurts getting hurt and leaving the game. And in my game notes, I said that was the most impactful play of the game because Washington had already planned to load the box to try to slow Philadelphia down from running the football. But without Hurts as part of the run game, Philly was a different team. It wasn't necessarily that Kenny Pickett, you know, wasn't going to be out there with the ability to throw it, but he couldn't run it. The quarterback was not a part of the run game without Jalen Hurts in the game, and it changed the game completely. Now, Jalen Hurts, as we said many times from the moment that game ended through the entire offseason, and we're saying it again today, he does not play defense. And they couldn't stop Washington when the game mattered most. And Jaden Daniels was incredible. I certainly remember Hurts getting injured. I certainly remember Devontae Smith dropping that third down pass. Philadelphia is up 30-28. It's the two-minute warning, right before the two-minute warning. It's third down and five. And Kenny Pickett, if you recall, didn't play poorly in relief. He actually played pretty well in the game. And on third and five, he's got a wide-open DeVonta Smith, who completely loses Noah Eye on the route. And he's wide open, and Pickett puts it there right on time, right between the numbers, and he dropped it. If he catches it, it's probably game over. Washington would have had one timeout after the two-minute warning, so even if they held Philly to a field goal or without getting another first down, they would have gotten it back with, you know, 20-something seconds left, down by five. Now, they had, you know, overcome that against Chicago with a Hail Mary. You certainly wouldn't put it past them, but that would have been near game over. What I didn't remember, though, and I went back and watched, was Cornelius Lucas on the game-winning touchdown pass to Jamison Crowder false starting, which he definitely did. He definitely did. But that wouldn't have ended the game. Washington still would have had, the clock would have, you know, stopped, and it would have been right where it was, and Washington would have had another opportunity instead of from the Philadelphia 9 or 10-yard line from the 14 or 15-yard line. But God, that touchdown pass to Crowder was spectacular. Spectacular. Such great timing on the throw. Yeah, that was a great game. That was a masterpiece with imperfections, but still a masterpiece. It was his best QBR game of the year, 96.3 QBR in the game. He had multiple 90 pluses during the course of the season, the Cincinnati game on Monday Night Football, the Arizona game, which was the week after that Monday Night game. He was incredible against the Giants on the road at a 95.7 QBR, and then the 96.3 was his highest QBR, for whatever it's worth, better than passer rating, still not perfect, of the season, and then he had 91.8 against the Lions in the postseason. I mean, he was spectacular. But who's going to ever forget that game? I did not recall until I'm like, what false start is he talking about? Yeah, Cornelius Lucas definitely false started from the right tackle position on the game-winning touchdown pass. I had forgotten that. You know, look, you can go through all of last season, as we have many times, and talk about the good fortune that they had. You know, it started in week two with the Giants missing their kicker, which obviously impacted a game in which it was a three-point walk-off field goal. They missed three extra points, you know, or missed two-pointers. And Malik Nabers, by the way, dropped a pass on fourth down. I mean, there were two fourth-down drops, or two big drops in the season, that Washington benefited from. Obviously, the Hail Mary game. I mean, you know, how many times do you complete that? The New Orleans game. You know, New Orleans had a two-point conversion to win the game. It was a catchable ball. It was a good, well-defended play. The Philly game, you know, there was good fortune there. Atlanta missed a field goal at the gun in regulation, and the game went to overtime. That was a super long field goal. I think it was 55 yards, but they missed that. You know, the overarching theme about 2024 was not like this inside straight, you know, good fortune, good luck season. It's not what it was. It was a season about a quarterback taking over and strapping a team to his back and leading them to 12 wins in the midst of the greatest rookie quarterback season of all time and one of the best recent quarterback seasons of all time. And why would that change? Why would he be any less in year two? I mean, some people have theories as to that. I don't see it coming. Health is everything for him. So anyway, I do want to start the show with this thing that many of you sent me. It's a PFF story about ceilings and floors on every second-year NFL quarterback. So you take, you know, all of these six that were taken in the draft last year, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. And PFF wrote a column, ceilings and floors for every second-year quarterback in terms of, you know, what they will eventually become. Caleb Williams, the ceiling, Jordan Love, that's really his ceiling? Isn't his ceiling higher than Jordan Love? And then his floor is just bust. I do think that is the floor for Caleb Williams. Bust seems right. On Drake May, the ceiling is Trevor Lawrence. The floor is Daniel Jones. Michael Penix Jr., the ceiling is Justin Herbert. The floor is Jameis Winston. I like Michael Penix Jr. I have a feeling he's going to be really good. The key with him, of course, is also staying healthy because he's had some serious injuries in his college career, for sure. J.J. McCarthy, who's not taken one NFL snap. The ceiling is Joe Burrow, and the floor is Sam Darnold. And then for Bo Nix, the ceiling is Drew Brees. Part of that, I'm sure, is because he plays for Sean Payton, and the floor is Mac Jones. So now we come to Jaden Daniels. And they've got a ceiling for Jaden, and they've got a floor for Jaden. This is ceilings and floors for every second-year NFL quarterback ahead of the 2025 season. Daniels was otherworldly, they write, in his first NFL campaign, etching his name into PFF history. His ceiling is now that of Lamar Jackson. And his floor remains incredibly high. So the floor in terms of worst case is a quarterback currently in the NFL. I want us to think of quarterbacks that have played in the NFL, not just quarterbacks in the NFL. I want your ceiling, what you think Jaden Daniels will become, and I want your floor. It's not just the success of the career. There has to be a comparable stylistically. Lamar Jackson is a comparable stylistically in terms of the ceiling. Now, I think Jaden's ceiling is higher than Lamar Jackson's, and I'll get to my ceiling comp on Jaden Daniels here shortly. The floor quarterback for Jaden, I'll tell you who that is when we come back. But that is a current quarterback on the PFF list as well. And I'll tell you what they wrote about Jaden. But I want you to think about, what's Jaden's career ceiling? It doesn't have to be a quarterback in the NFL now. It can be a quarterback from the past. Who do you think Jaden Daniels' best case ceiling will become? And then what do you think his floor is, the absolute worst case for Jaden Daniels? Give me a comp for that too. 301-230-0980. I'll give you PFF's floor. The ceiling is Lamar Jackson. I'll give you PFF's floor for Jaden Daniels. Then I'll give you my ceiling and my floor, and Max will do the same, but I want your calls at 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, we are also streaming on the Team 980 YouTube page. Craig's on from 4 to 7. I'm on from 10 to 1. Don't forget, like the stream and subscribe to the stream, that is, not the scream, and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Focus put out a story this weekend, ceilings and floors for every second-year NFL quarterback. Kind of looking at what they think their best case will be and what the worst case will be. For Jaden Daniels, the best case career ceiling, Lamar Jackson. Worst case, the floor, Kyler Murray. So I would look at it this way, and I want yours. What would be, you can use players from the past, and I'm going to. What's your ceiling for Jaden Daniels? What's the best he can turn into career-wise? What's the worst he'll ever be? I think we have to, obviously, for the purposes of this conversation, take injury out of it, okay? I mean, you can't say, well, the worst is it ends up being a one-year career because he has, you know, an injury that's career-ending. We're going to take that out of the equation. If he ends up having a 10-plus year career, you know, what was the floor? What was the best case? You know, and maybe just by saying 10 years, that's almost a giveaway that the floor has to be pretty high if he plays 10 years. But let's say, you know, 5-plus years, okay, minimum. For me, and I've talked about this comp many times before, because there are a lot of comps. And on one level, I actually don't even want to comp them to anybody, because I think the upside, the ceiling is so high. Like, I think the ceiling is all-time great, where people in a few years start to get compared to him. I do feel that way. I said many times that Steve, you know, Randall Cunningham was always a comp that a lot of the analysts use, but Cunningham was not the same as a thrower. He just wasn't. Now, size-wise, you know, body type-wise, yes, but Randall always had this wind-up throw. That's not Jaden. Jaden's a first-class thrower of the football. Randall had a big arm. Not saying he didn't. To me, there are two players that I will list as ceiling and floor, and they're both, you know, really good all-time players. The ceiling for me is Steve Young. I think Steve Young, a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Jaden play very similarly. Now, remember, Steve Young was shorter. He was on the 6 foot, 6'1", you know, kind of height. Steve Young also didn't really get his opportunity until he was like 30 years old, 31 years old, because he played behind, after playing in the USFL, played behind Joe Montana. But that 3 or 4 year stretch when he took over for Montana, 92-ish, you know, they played Washington in the postseason that year in 92. Unbelievable game at Candlestick. The 49ers survived. Then they lost to the Cowboys in the first of the three Jimmy Johnson impacted Cowboy teams. He wasn't obviously the coach of the last one. Barry Switzer was. But Steve Young, I've always felt, is almost underrated as one of the greatest quarterbacks. He was a first ballot Hall of Famer. When he retired, he had the highest passer rating in NFL history. He was a great thrower of the football in every sense. Quick game, you know, obviously the 49ers were very West Coast based in sort of the attack, but he threw quick game in an outstanding way. He could throw the deep ball. He could throw the intermediate ball. He threw with great anticipation. He was really smart. And then as a runner, in that moment, before Vic, before, you know, Lamar, before, you know, Josh Allen, he was there with Randall. He was there with, you know, guys like Tarkington and Staubach. But Young was different, man. Young was elusive, eyes in the back of his head. You just couldn't get to him. He had great speed. He had great wiggle in the open field. And then he was competitive as hell, too. Like, if it came to it and he needed to lower his shoulder to get an extra couple yards for a first down, he did it. I almost don't want to limit him on the ceiling to Steve Young, but at the same time, first ballot Hall of Famer. And for me, I've always felt like Steve Young's got to be in the top 10 quarterbacks of all time. I don't care that his greatness didn't start until later in his career. He was super elite. And had he played the entire way, had Montana not been there, I mean, we may view Steve Young in a way that we view Montana and Brady and others, because he would have been the starting quarterback on a lot of those Super Bowl winning teams. I mean, Montana always ranks higher than Steve Young, as I think he should. But Steve Young, I think, always doesn't, you know, you see him on lists. He's in a lot of top tens. He's also in on some lists, you know, doesn't get mentioned until 14 or 15, somewhere around there. Steve Young would be, I've mentioned him many times when it comes to Jaden. It's also the intelligence part too. Like, Jaden is super intelligent, super into it, really competitive. He's a right-handed Steve Young, best case. I think his ceiling is actually a little bit higher, but in terms of the greatest runner-passer combinations of all time, I mean, we may ultimately just say it's Mahomes and or Allen, because I don't think Lamar is the... Jaden's ceiling is higher than Lamar's. It's higher than Lamar's. He's a much more natural thrower. He's a much more natural anticipation thrower. There's a big difference between Lamar Jackson, even now, off the best season he's ever had throwing the football, and Jaden. So Steve Young, I'm going to leave as the ceiling. The floor is another lefty. The floor to me is Michael Vick, which wouldn't be that bad. I mean, it's not like Michael Vick didn't have, you know, an incredible career. You know, I almost went with Randall because Randall had a very long career. Randall was like a five-time Pro Bowler, you know, finished in the MVP, you know, runner-up situation three or four times. But Michael Vick, you know, I took two lefties. You know, remember, Michael Vick missed some of those years, you know, when he was in prison. But Michael Vick would be the floor. Like, I think five Pro Bowls. Hold on, I looked this up earlier. He's the second all-time leading rusher in NFL history behind Lamar Jackson, who passed him this year from a quarterback standpoint. Michael Vick could throw it. Now, I always felt like Michael Vick could throw the deep ball better than he could throw anything else. That he sometimes was inconsistent with the easy stuff. But Michael Vick had a long career. Michael Vick was a massive factor in his seasons. That would be the floor for me. Vick is a higher floor than Kyler Murray at this point. Maybe I'm going too low on the floor, and maybe I'm not going high enough on the ceiling. But there are my ceiling-floor comparables for Jaden. Two lefties, Steve Young, ceiling, first ballot Hall of Famer, Michael Vick, the floor. Michael Vick, let's not forget, you know, after he came back, he had played more years after he got out of prison than he had played before. But what he was trending towards in Atlanta prior to that was perhaps something approximating a Hall of Fame career. He had made the Pro Bowl. I've got it now. He had made the Pro Bowl in every single season in the NFL in which he had played a full season. And he had been injured a couple of times and didn't play a lot as a rookie. Didn't start but two games as a rookie back in 2001. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Max, ceiling, floor, Jaden Daniels.
So the ceiling for me is, I'm only going to go with guys I've watched like in my lifetime. But the thing for Jaden is like he's such a hard worker, and there's only like so many guys who have that kind of in them. And so Peyton Manning would be like a more athletic version of Peyton Manning is what I'm trying to say his ceiling could be.
But we're trying to comp it not just to success,
sure,
but to stylistically. They're the opposites stylistically.
Yeah, I hear that. So yeah. Russell Wilson is kind of like my
okay,
big comp to him, just because how...
As a floor.
Yeah, more or less. Like if,
yeah,
if it goes the way that Russ's career has gone. But I think Jaden has got the... a better head on his shoulders than Russ. Russ kind of gets, he gets caught up in the limelight, caught up in the spotlight and all that, and it goes to his head. Jaden is the type of guy to, like, just put his head down, keep working. So in terms of, like, the work ethic is kind of why I bring up the Peyton Manning comp.
Okay. All right. So you got Peyton Manning as the ceiling?
More or less, yeah. A more athletic Peyton, yes.
That's not your best effort. I love you dearly, but Peyton Manning's the opposite stylistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. In terms of like natural thrower and just learning the offense, like putting your nose into the book.
But that's Peyton was never going to rush.
No, that's absolutely true.
Rusher.
Which is why I throw the more athletic out there.
All right, by the way, I considered Russell Wilson for the floor for me, but Russell Wilson has never and will never be the thrower that Jaden is. Russell Wilson's biggest issue throughout his career has been height. He has not been able to see the field, you know, consistently enough, which is one of the reasons, you know, he would start to move quickly so that he could see the field. Now, Russell Wilson as a runner before the last, you know, few years, he was a great off-schedule quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson's a Hall of Fame off-schedule quarterback. Russell Wilson's career is going to be interesting when it is all said and done in terms of whether or not we view it as a Hall of Fame career. That's for another day. But I actually did consider Russell Wilson for the floor, but I think Vic would be a lower floor than Russell Wilson career-wise, probably.
Career-wise, yeah, but in terms of like just athleticism and the I'm here on the scene, this is my time type thing, yeah, like because that Vic was unmatched because that was he took the league and the world by storm.
The PFF Kyler Murray thing, I don't see it at all. Kyler Murray is legitimately 5'8".
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what his listed height is. You can look that up. I'm going to guess he's probably listed at 5'11". But he literally is 5'8". You know, 5'9" tops. That's not... It makes him have to play a certain way. Look, he is a brilliant playmaker at the quarterback position. I mean, in terms of this last, you know, 7-8 years, however long he's been in the league, what year was he drafted? 2018?
Yeah.
2019? Whatever it was. In terms of just creating something, you know, out of nothing, but he, like Russell Wilson, can't see over the line of scrimmage. It's his biggest problem. So he's got to be a playmaker. He's got to be an off-schedule quarterback. Jaden will never have to be that. Jaden's nearly 6'4". You know, he's 6'3 and 5'8 or whatever. And he can see it, and he can the way he throws it, he will never have an issue with that kind of vision. Kyler Murray, to me, is a terrible comp for Jaden in any way, shape, or form. I also don't think Lamar's a great comp. I just think Jaden's a different quarterback than Lamar. Look, Lamar's speed, his flat-out speed as a runner, maybe all-time. Is there a faster, great running quarterback than Lamar Jackson all time? I don't think so. But passing wise, no. All right, I want to hear what you guys say. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Ceiling for Jaden Daniels' career comp and floor. I've got Steve Young as my ceiling. Michael Vick is my floor. Max has Peyton Manning as the ceiling and Russell Wilson as the floor. Let's start with Brian in Alexandria. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you?
I'm well, Brian.
So, before I go, I want, and I know you've probably talked about this before, as you all talk about it, it's so difficult because we could be possibly seeing something that we literally haven't seen before.
Right.
With this combination of being able to pass and run, have we had dual threat quarterbacks? Yes, but to the level that he can do each, I'm not quite so sure. So with that being said, I'm going to start with my ceiling because we had – I'm sorry, my floor because you and I had the same one. I think barring injury, the worst-case scenario is we're looking at a Michael Vick, a quarterback
okay.
who
yep.
is just dynamic athletically and can flick it. And from a team success standpoint, you know, had some team wins. And then from an individual standpoint, had some Pro Bowls and MVP races. I think that's as worse as it gets for Jaden. My ceiling, I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes, and here's why. Stylistically,
yeah.
I understand it's not the best comp because Mahomes is nowhere near the athlete that Daniels is, but he is athletic. And he knows how to use his athleticism to complement his processing and his throwing ability. From a team success standpoint, I could see multiple Super Bowls. I can see multiple MVPs. The one, as a Commander fan, the one limiting factor, and it's just we got to see how it plays out. What Mahomes has and Andy Reid is priceless and is unmatched.
Yeah.
And we already know that, you know, Kingsbury is going to be gone. But to have that Andy Reid or like a McVay type for as of now your entire career, that's kind of hard to compete with when you're talking about team success.
Yeah.
So that's my floor.
I like both. Brian, here's what I would say about Mahomes. I should have said this because I, of course, considered Mahomes. You know, to your point, I could definitely see multiple MVPs, multiple Super Bowls. You know, Mahomes is not the athlete that Jaden is, like you said, but in terms of he is a high-end athlete and a high-end playmaker and off-schedule quarterback, he's one of the greats of all time. Here's what's actually interesting about Mahomes and Jaden. I sometimes think Mahomes bails and goes off schedule too quickly. You know, there have been some criticisms about Mahomes and in-timing throws, you know, that he likes to, you know, always look for the next biggest thing. He, you know, Mahomes is not in to just taking a profit, you know, taking a nice little, you know, five-yard gain. I sometimes think Jaden, in a weird way, is on his way to being a more mature quarterback than Mahomes. Look, Mahomes is going to be, when all is said and done, Mount Rushmore, one of the four greatest of all time. I mean, he might already be on that list for a lot of people. So it's a hell of a ceiling. But it's interesting because I think that there are differences between the two of them. Thanks, Brian. Good call. Really good call. We're looking for Jaden's ceiling for his career comp and his floor. PFF had his ceiling, Lamar Jackson, had his floor is Kyler Murray. We're looking at career ceiling floor. I've got Steve Young as the ceiling, Michael Vick as the floor. Dan in Fort Washington. Dan, go ahead.
Thanks. No, thanks, Kevin, for taking my call.
Sure.
Love the show.
Thanks.
So just like the previous call with Ryan, my ceiling is also with Jaden is also Patrick Mahomes. So I understand, you know, Brian pointed out the, you know, the qualities, but I think the biggest similarity that they have as ceiling is the confidence and leadership. I think skill-wise, yeah, they are different, but just the confidence that they can, you know, the will for them to win the game, whether if it's coming from behind, you know, or even if it's a really close game, I see a lot of the confidence and leadership towards Jaden with Patrick Mahomes. Comparing, like he had so many great moments with the Philly game, the Atlanta game, so and also the wild card game. So I see a lot of that, and hopefully that will lead to like league MVPs and Super Bowls. And also his floor, and also a current player, and still need to know like what his career will be, is C.J. Stroud. They're both good, great game managers, very intelligent. They have high QBRs, and he was always comparable with both of their rookie seasons. I think C.J. Stroud is a very great pocket passer, and I know he doesn't use much of his legs like Jaden. But I just see that, he's able to manage the game, just enough for them to win, and then, not turn the ball over. So I see that as his floor. So thanks for taking my
time. Yeah, that's an interesting floor. I mean, the one thing that I would say is I don't think Jaden is ever going to be a guy that manages a game so, he's not going to lose a game for you. Jaden's always going to be... I shouldn't say always, because we don't know what the surrounding cast will be, but Jaden will always be that one of the top two or three reasons you win games, period. And we saw that last year. But I actually think C.J. Stroud has a lot of that in him. I'm actually a big Stroud fan. I think Stroud's really good. And I think you saw some of that in the games against the Chiefs late in the year. The Christmas Day game, I think it was. Or maybe it was the Saturday before Christmas. And then the playoff game. I thought he was really good. The playoff game against the Chargers. Remember, they had issues with the offensive line all season long, even with Tunsil. They had issues. It was not the same, level of O-line. He was sacked a ton last year. I mean, this was a 52-sack season for Stroud last year after a rookie season in which he was sacked just 38 times. I like Stroud a lot, and I think there are a lot of similarities. Jaden's just much more of an explosive playmaker. I mean, not that C.J. Stroud can't run and can't make plays off schedule, but Jaden is truly like, if you let him get out of the pocket and the line of scrimmage is not defended, he can go for 80. He can go for 60. And it'll happen quickly. That's not what Stroud is. But I do like C.J. Stroud. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We have another line open if you want to jump on, 301-230-0980. What is the career comp ceiling for Jaden Daniels? Mine is Steve Young. I feel like I could have gone even higher than Steve Young. And then what is the Jaden Daniels career floor? I went Michael Vick. PFF went Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. What do you got? Career floor? All right, worst case, career ceiling, best case comps for Jaden Daniels, 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, you can listen to us right here on the Team 980, also on the team980.com. You can watch us as we stream on the Team 980 YouTube page.
All right, we got some breaking news in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey is on the move. The Dolphins and the Steelers have finalized a blockbuster trade to send the All-Pro corner to Pittsburgh. Jalen Ramsey's adjusted contract includes a $1.5 million raise in 2025, making his salary $26.6 million a year. Pittsburgh is loading up. And over the weekend, the NHL draft, the Caps selected five players, including first-round pick Lydon Lakevic. Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick also mentioned that they tried to prioritize getting players with size. All of the picks came in at 6'1" or above. Three of the five picks are 6'4". And the WNBA is expanding to three cities, Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia over the next 5 years, expected to give the league 18 total teams. And speaking of the WNBA, Angel Reese is on a hot streak. She becomes the first WNBA player to have 15 rebounds in four straight games. In the Nats, they win last night in extras by a score of 7-4. Jacob Young ties the game with an RBI single in the ninth. And James Wood had a historic day at the plate. He becomes the first player to be intentionally walked four times in a game since Barry Bonds. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally?
Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Jalen Ramsey traded to the Steelers. The Steelers are going for it, man. They'll sign T.J. Watt, too, in the next few weeks. We have not found what the Steelers had to give up for Jalen Ramsey. We'll let you know. Also, it looks like there may be some Nats news at 11 a.m., so stay tuned for that. We'll let you know about it. But right now, off of Pro Football Focus's story over the weekend, ceilings and floors for all of the upcoming second-year quarterbacks. Remember, six taken in the top 12 of the 2024 draft. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. They did career ceilings and career floors. They did ceilings and floors. It was all low. It was all current players. They didn't specifically say whether this was career or just for the upcoming season, but we're doing it as a career. All right, what's Jaden Daniels' career ceiling? Comp. My comp for Jaden, if he reaches what I think he can reach, Steve Young, first ballot Hall of Famer, MVP, Super Bowl champ. And remember, Steve Young would have had many more MVPs and more Super Bowls had he not played behind Montana. But I want kind of a stylistic comp too, you know, not just a production or success, you know, resume comp. For me, the floor is Michael Vick. I hesitate saying, like, well, his ceiling is the greatest of all time, even though I think there's a chance that, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about Jaden Daniels' career as an all-time career. But Steve Young's career was a top 10 QB career, in my opinion. And they stylistically are so similar, other than left-handed, right-handed. And other than the height, Steve Young was shorter than Jaden. But the way Steve Young, as a dual threat, before true dual threat offense existed in the NFL, he was such a threat to defenses with his legs. And then he got rid of it so quickly. On time, was super smart, threw with anticipation, quick game, outstanding in that West Coast, you know, Walsh offense of the 49ers 80s into the 90s. I mean, I've always felt like Steve Young was underrated historically. I mean, you know, you're not going to find him any worse than 14th or 15th all time, and you'll find him in a lot of top 10s. But Jaden's game is so similar to Steve Young's game. All right, 301-230-0980. Our guy Billy in Chantilly is on hold. I can only imagine what the floor is. The floor is probably Mahomes. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, as usual, I have to bring a little bit of a bigger idea to the conversation. The floor is Jaden Daniels. There is no comparison to what this guy is going to be able to do. In
the floor is what? You said Jaden Daniels.
Himself. Yeah, himself.
Oh, okay.
And the ceiling is Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky or Muhammad Ali. That's literally where the ceiling is for this guy. This guy may be on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest players of all time. If Adam Peters can figure a way to manage the salary cap and we can figure a way to keep him upright, you're literally talking about one of the greatest athletes that ever played in any professional sport. That's the ceiling.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Billy. By the way, here's the trade for Jalen Ramsey. It's a bit of a shocker. What's Minka? He's getting traded straight up for Minka Fitzpatrick. What's Fitzpatrick's contract situation?
He's 28. I'm pulling up the spot track now because I am. This was just a moment where me and Brian were chatting about it in the booth, and then I refreshed Adam Schefter's timeline and just hit myself with the biggest whoa ever. Let me pull up his contract.
He's got 2 years left on his deal.
Man.
2 years left on his deal with the Steelers.
For a 30-plus-year-old Jalen Ramsey. That's a wild trade.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I really like having Minka on the back end of that aging secondary, but now that he's not there,
yeah,
that presents a whole...
Big Tony would have to weigh in on this and tell us
I'm sure he's listening somewhere.
Yeah. All right. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead. Hello, Ian. Is Ian not there? Or is it that I just can't hear him?
You have me?
Come on, man.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your phones recently.
Okay.
I will say Mahomes is the ceiling, and I will agree with you on Michael Vick as the floor. And the thought process is he had the greatest rookie season ever. He took a pretty awful roster and what I consider a pretty mediocre coaching staff to the NFC title as a rookie. So based on that surrounding, I would say, yes, his comp is being one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, if not the best ever, based on the small sample size we've seen.
Yeah, and we would say that about Mahomes. And, you know, we would not say that for my ceiling that Steve Young's in the category with Mahomes, to be fair. And I want to put him in that category, and I think he can be. It's just that Steve Young's such a great, for me anyway, my opinion, such a great stylistic comp for Jaden's game. I mean, and Steve Young, had he, and you know this, if Steve Young had been starting and playing from his early to mid-20s on in the Walsh system with Rice and with Taylor and, you know, Roger Craig and everybody else on that team, he would be considered, I think, a Mount Rushmore quarterback. It's just that he didn't start his career legitimately until he was 30 years old in the NFL. You know, that's the thing. Yeah. Go ahead.
If I can chime in on Steve Young, I'm a Steve Young fan. I think he's a Hall of Famer, no debate.
Well, he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Famer, no debate there. But I also think we have a little bit of revisionist history because, remember, he struggled mightily to get over the Cowboys for a while due to his play. So I'm not sure we can extrapolate and say...
Well, he did eventually get through the Cowboys.
Sure. Sure, yeah. But I'm just saying that...
Had one of the most dominant Super Bowl performances team-wise, too, when they crushed the Chargers.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying this notion that if he had played longer, he would have been great. He had quite a long runway, and there were years where he struggled in the playoffs, and I think that has to be taken into account when saying he would be a Mount Rushmore guy because the Mount Rushmore right now is Brady, Montana, Mahomes, et cetera, guys that have just a ton more.
I get that. My point is, and maybe what you're saying is, had he, you know, started at 26 or 25 years old for the 49ers, that his playoff, and by the way, he was 8-6 career postseason.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I mean, Peyton Manning had ultimately ended up with a winning record just barely. But remember, too, some of those late seasons for Steve Young were concussion oriented. Remember,
yes,
he was totally in that concussion era totally where fair. You came back the next week and played. And towards the end of his career, it wasn't pretty, even though he was still making Pro Bowls. But yeah. All right. Thanks, Ian. As always, appreciate it. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to weigh in, we've got a phone line open, 301-230-0980. Who's the career ceiling comp for Jaden and the floor career comp for Jaden? I've got Steve Young as the ceiling. Michael Vick is the floor. Who do you have? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.